This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. The U.S. State Department on Tuesday warning Americans not to travel to Venezuela. This as the U.S. has imposed sanctions on Venezuela's state-owned oil company, PDVSA, in an increased effort to pressure Nicolas Maduro to relinquish power to Juan Guaido, now recognized by the U.S. and a number of other nations as the country's legitimate president. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
Analysts say the oil sanctions may deliver a devastating blow to Maduro.
This is the nuclear option. I mean, this is sort of the most powerful weapon the U.S. has, short of military force at its disposal.
The U.S. has been reluctant to impose oil sanctions because the two countries have been interdependent on Venezuela's crude oil for decades. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
9 dead and 21 injured in Pakistan. Authorities in Pakistan say a suicide militant raid against a police facility Tuesday in southwestern Balochistan left several dead. A military statement said three bombers carrying guns assaulted a Deputy Inspector General Police Office compound when about 800 candidates were present inside for enrollment in the provincial police. The outlawed extremist Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the deadly raid. Pakistan's top court has upheld the acquittal of a Christian woman falsely accused of blasphemy, finally ending her decade-old legal ordeal. Asia Bibi was freed from prison last October when the Supreme Court overturned her conviction and death sentence. Tuesday, the Chief Justice said, before throwing out the review petition, that the case did not merit a hearing. We have more headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA News. Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei Technologies Chief Financial Officer Meng Wanzhou appeared before a Canadian court Tuesday. Canada arrested Meng late last year at the request of the United States, which on Monday brought sweeping charges against her and Huawei. Meng was charged with bank and wire fraud to violate U.S. sanctions against Iran. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Tuesday it was time to send an emphatic message to the European Union about what the UK Parliament wants on Brexit. British legislators are voting Tuesday on the competing Brexit proposals that have been submitted by both pro-Brexit and pro-EU legislators since Parliament rejected May's divorce deal with the bloc 2 weeks ago. That left Britain lurching toward a cliff-edge no-deal departure on March 29th. May spoke to lawmakers at the House of Commons.
Unless we're to end up with no Brexit at all, the only way to avoid no deal is to agree a deal. That is why I want to go back to Brussels with the clearest possible mandate to secure a deal that this House, can support.
She said she would return to Parliament with a revised deal for a second meaningful vote as soon as possible. May said she plans to ask the European Union to change the Brexit divorce deal by altering an Irish border guarantee, the so-called backstop that is opposed by so many British lawmakers. Lawyers in Zimbabwe marched on the Constitutional Court on Tuesday to protest the alleged denial of justice for hundreds of people arrested in a violent crackdown on protests that shut down the country. Police said more than 1,000 people have been arrested over the protests against a sharp rise in fuel prices that began 2 weeks ago. Lawyers say many are languishing in jail after being denied bail, while others have been forced into unfair hearings across the country.
The petition is asking for the restoration of the rule of law in the country, for respect of our constitution, in particular respect of all rights associated with trials.
The American Bar Association said it was deeply concerned about the unrest. Meanwhile, reports of alleged abuses by security forces continued in the country, with the military heavily deployed in poor and working class suburbs. The deputy mayor of Somalia's capital says two people were killed and five wounded Tuesday in an explosion at a gas station. Mohamed Tula said the casualties in the Mogadishu blast were far less than what everybody was expecting. The explosion happened near the Ministry of Petroleum. The deputy mayor said the car carried explosives that were meant to be detonated elsewhere but went off prematurely. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.